1340 96.5 KVGC. Good morning, everyone. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news for a Wednesday. It's the 24th day of January for 2018. Topping the news today, two more members of the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors were served notices of intent to circulate recall petitions yesterday. District 1 Supervisor and Board Chair Gary Toffanelli and District 4 Supervisor Dennis Mills were served during yesterday's meeting. Jeremy Maddox, a registered cannabis grower and resident of Angels Camp, served Mills during public comment, and Joan Wilson, who has a registered 3,000-square-foot outdoor cannabis grow outside of Angels Camp, served Toffanelli shortly after Maddox served Mills. The proponents of the recall now have 7 days from the date they served the elected officials to file a notice of intent and proof of service with the Elections Department. To get a recall of a supervisor on a ballot, the valid signatures of 25% of registered voters in that supervisor's district must be collected. In Toffanelli's District 1, that would require 1,399 signatures, and for Mills in District 4, 1,555 signatures will be needed to be collected. Toffanelli and Mills are not the only supervisors facing recall efforts. A recall petition for District 2 supervisor Jack Garamendi has been approved for circulation. The number of valid signatures now required in District 2 to get the recall on the ballot is 1,319. The deadline for submitting signatures to recall Garamendi is 5 p.m. on April 19th.
Well, over the past several weeks, Ione Police Department has been experiencing an influx of calls during the evening and early morning about unlocked vehicles being rummaged through. Ione Police reminds everyone, whether you live in Ione or not, lock your vehicles when they're unattended. Also, please keep valuables out of sight or remove them from your vehicles. Also, on cold mornings, don't start your vehicle and go back into the house, leaving the vehicle running and unlocked. Just an invitation for someone to steal your vehicle. And we have had vehicle thefts recently in this area, so please be aware. If you see something suspicious in the city of Ione, contact the Amador County Dispatch Center at 223-6513. An Ione PD officer will be notified.
And the state's Employment Development Department reports that unemployment fell to 4.3% statewide in December, compared to 4.6% in November. Sectors that posted job gains include government, hospitality, professional services, construction, manufacturing, and healthcare. Sectors that lost jobs include trade, transportation, and utilities. While California's unemployment rate fell last month, it edged up slightly in the motherlode. Amador County's unemployment rate last month itched up to 4.4%, compared to 4.2% in November. Calaveras County's increased to 4%, compared to 3.8% in November. Marin County has the lowest unemployment rate in the state at 2.1%. Imperial County the highest at 17.9%. The U.S. unemployment rate was unchanged last month at 4.1%.
With the forecast calling for rain in the foothills, snow as low as 3,000 over the next few days, driving conditions can become harsher and more dangerous, even for the most experienced drivers. Here's a few important tips from local law enforcement and Caltrans to keep in mind when it comes time to hit the road for work or play. Before your trip, take a few minutes to check your brakes, your windshield wipers, defroster, antifreeze, heater and exhaust system. Ensure that your tires are properly inflated, the tread is in good condition, and plan to have your phone out of reach during your drive. Never text while driving. Now, during your trip, if you're traveling in rainy weather, try and keep your vehicle toward the middle lines. Though it may be tempting, avoid using cruise control during wet or snowy road conditions. Cruise control can cause skidding and loss of traction. And if you do find yourself hydroplaning or skidding, remember, do not perform any sudden braking or turns. If you need to brake, do so gently with a light pumping action. Your steering wheel should be turned in the direction of the skid, and as you recover control, gently straighten the wheels. It takes just a bit of extra prep and a few simple reminders to stay safe on the roadways, no matter the weather condition.
And the Amador Band and the Accused, that's the Amador County Unified School District Jazz Band, will perform at a concert fundraiser on Monday, the 29th, at the Jackson Rancheria Grand Oak Ballroom. The event will feature a selection of great music as well as a silent auction and raffle. The band hopes this fundraiser can help shorten their list of needs. Included on that list are uniforms, instruments, sheet music, a storage system and storage cabinets for instruments, and the operating cost of the jazz band. Over the past 5 years, the program has overcome numerous obstacles, including sometimes being without a teacher with musical experience. As the search for a permanent teacher continues, students are playing under the direction of retired longtime Amador County music teacher Hank King. Elementary band programs in Ione, Pioneer, Pine Grove, and Plymouth, though, remain on hold. Doors open at 6 p.m. on Monday. The concert begins at 7. Tickets are $10 per person. They're available at the door or from any Amador Band student. If you can't attend, you can make a donation through the Amador Band's GoFundMe page or send a donation to Amador High. For more information or for tickets, 274-2541.
And break out the ball, bat, and glove. Little League season almost here. If you have a youngster interested in playing, a reminder, Amador Little League East registration closes January 31st. If your child lives in Jackson, Pine Grove, or Pioneer, visit the Amador County Little League East website at acclle.com to register for the upcoming season. Spots still available. Teams are filling fast.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.